Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. It is Friday, and since I'm doing the program from the front seat of the old F-250, I apologize for not having the Friday jingle, which many of you love and lots of you actually hate. I apologize for not playing it for you. It's Friday. Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. It's Friday. I'm so happy it's Friday. It's Friday. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. Thank God it's Friday. Okay, that's the best as I can do right now. But it is Friday, my friends. And as such, the Truth Hurts program would like to bid fond farewell to another week in the Joe Biden presidency. I was so very worried when I read an article on CBS.nl wondering which arm of CBS News, the mainstream leftist progressive liberal woke network, that might have belonged to, when I saw September 2022 inflation numbers up 14.5% over this same month of September last year. I was in panic mode. 14.5% in Joe Biden's wonderful inflationary economy? But then I breathed a slight, temporary sigh of relief when I found out that NL meant Netherlands, and that was CBS.nl from the Netherlands, and the Netherlands are experiencing record high inflation. Here in the United States, Joe Biden's inflation numbers are due out any day. Many economists will tell you that in Joe Biden's first September in office, he had caused inflation to rise about 7%, and that this year, September numbers compared to his numbers last year will likely be another 9%. He can't blame this on Donald Trump anymore. He can't blame this on the Republican Party. He can't blame this on Vladimir Putin invading the Ukraine. He cannot blame this on the big oil companies or the mom-and-pop retailers. As gasoline prices at the pump today eclipsed their all-time highs on average in the state of California, Joe Biden has no one to blame except Joe Biden. But you see, there's a little fly in that ointment. There's a fly floating around in the soup. And Joe Biden is simply saying, it's not my fault. And the lamestream leftist, progressive, liberal, woke media will go, oh, okay. Joe Biden said it's not his fault. It's okay. It's not his fault. He said so. They worship at the feet of Joe Biden and or whoever is pulling Joe Biden's strings. The lamestream leftist, progressive, liberal, woke media refuses to do accurate and fair and balanced reporting. Let me take you back to when Hillary Rotten Clinton was running against Donald Trump for the presidency. The Democratic Party and Hillary Rotten Clinton and all of their ilk got together and made up lies and conspiracy theories. They wrote phony dossiers. They got false FISA court searching. They had FBI investigations. They had Robert Mueller. They had all of these people trying to come up with something, anything to hang Donald Trump with. They investigated everything. The urine stains on a hotel room sheet, bed sheet. There were hookers peeing on the beds. So what? Even if there were, what does that matter? It's irrelevant. But I digress, my friends. Hillary Clinton, in the meantime, had private internet servers that were not secured by our Department of Defense, that were not approved by the IT departments in our federal government. She had them at a private residence. Anyone could have, and probably did, hack into those private servers. And because we know for a fact that she had top secret information, some left over from Sigar Bill's administration, in her possession. Those who did the quick and dirty sham investigation on Hillary Rodham Clinton admitted that there was top secret information there. Was a probe launched? Was a giant investigation launched? Did anyone ever raid Hillary Rodham Clinton's house or Bill Clinton's house? Of course not. There's a D after their name. Democratic Defense. No one's going to investigate Hillary Rodham Clinton. She eliminated, wiped out, erased, did away with 30,000 emails. 30,000 emails. Now I want you to think about how many emails 30,000 actually is. I had 30 emails yesterday on my personal inbox. I had 60 on the Truth Hurts program inbox. So that's 90. I have another email account that I use for business, another business interest that I have, and it had about 30. Hillary Clinton eliminated 30,000 emails and then claims that they were only personal emails. You know, hi, Ma, how you doing? Hi, Aunt Joanne, how you doing? Oh, hey, to her daughter, the ugly Chelsea Clinton. Hey, you ever thinking about giving me grandchildren? Oh, we got grandchildren. There's an email. 30,000 emails simply disappeared. So then, when they went to try and recover the servers, the actual computers upon which those emails had been written, sent, received, transmitted, magically and miraculously, the servers were destroyed, beaten to death with 20-pound hammers, wiped clean with bleach bit software, DOD compliant permanent erasure where no amount of hacking could ever get to those 30,000 emails. Did you have child porn on there, Hillary? Did you have Bill's escapades on there? You know, semen stains on little blue dresses? Did you have damning information on the Democratic Party? Did you have pictures of all of those supposed suicides that happened to anyone who dared speak ill of you while you were supposedly in power? 30,000 emails, that's a lot of freaking emails, folks. I want you to think about that. In a person's average lifetime, we live 22,000 days. That's a Moody Blues song from the 1970s. 22,000 days, 22,000 days. It's not a lot. It's all we've got. 22,000 days. If you wrote an email every day from birth until death, one person, you still would not have written enough emails to come close to the number that Hillary Clinton erased, destroyed, did away with, trashed, eliminated, whatever other word you want to call it. And yet, that did not rise to the level of a full-scale investigation. Donald Trump stood in front of a podium on January 6th and spoke to a crowd of supporters, people who like Donald Trump, people who voted for Donald Trump, people who were pretty damn sure that their election of Donald Trump had been tampered with, that there was fraudulent voting, which has been confirmed in many, many, many states. They simply went there to cheer on their guy. You got this, right? You understand what I'm saying. A few nut jobs, many of whom likely were Democrat plants, Democratic operatives, Democratic activists, mingled into that crowd and did their best to gin up the crowd, to irritate, agitate, aggravate, and say, hey, let's go over to the Capitol. We'll protest over there while Donald's talking. Let's go, let's go, let's go. In every crowd, in every single crowd, and I'm going to use the rock band Kiss. I've been to a few Kiss concerts in my lifetime. I listen to the music, I tap my feet, I clap, I cheer, I applaud. But I've never said, oh, I want to go upstairs and shake Gene Simmons' hand right there on the stage. Woohoo! I'm a big Kiss fanatic. It's just not in my nature. But I'm sure some of the people who went to those concerts with me, drinking and what have you, I probably, the convincing person that I am, I probably could have convinced my buddy Chuck, or my buddy Greg, or my buddy Glenn. I could have probably convinced them, hey guys, let's go up on the stage and meet Gene Simmons live while he's singing, yeah! And in their state, their euphoric, frenzied, oh my God, I'm here with the Kiss live. Hey, let's go do it, let's do it, let's do it. One of those idiots might have gone up there and tried it. There are common sense people in every crowd, and there are dumbasses in every crowd. And with the right persuasion, the right people pushing your button, a few people, and I mean a very few people, went to the Capitol, broke a couple of pieces of glass, tipped over a couple of two-drawer filing cabinets, knocked over a table lamp, spread some papers around. One guy put his feet up on nasty, naughty Nancy Pelosi's desk, which means his ass was on the same seat as that nasty old, I don't even want to call her names. She's beyond reproach. I would have had to disinfect my ass and throw those pants away, knowing that I sat in the same piss-stained chair that drunken Nancy Pelosi, the pill boozer, had sat in, leaking through her Depends. Ugh. Anyway, I digress. A few people got frenzied. They got riled up. They went over to the Capitol building. They weren't even, most of them, were not even in the crowd at the Donald Trump experience, at the Ellipse. Some of those people had already planned to go to the Capitol to protest the election. Donald Trump never once said, okay, my people, all my fans, I love you to death, so I want you to get in vans and trucks and march, bring weapons, and go take down Congress. Go shake Mike Pence and wring his neck until he changes his mind. He didn't do that. But you see, the January 6th skirmish, as I call it, the little issue at January 6th at the Capitol, has absolutely no close correlation to the violent, deadly property destruction, loss of life, injury-filled peaceful protests at the CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone in Seattle, or the CHOP, the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest a year before. You remember when all those unemployed, welfare-sucking Democrats went over there and trashed Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, Louisville, Kentucky, St. Louis, Missouri, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Chicago, Illinois, and other Democrat-run cities, and they were never even arrested, much less prosecuted. Big, big difference. At the Capitol of the United States, on January 6th, a few table lamps got knocked off. Very minor damage to a building. And not a single solitary member of Congress was assaulted. Not one. Oh, they all came out there, the Democrat crybabies. I feared for my life. I feared for my life. I thought I was going to die. Alexandria Horseface Cortez was one of them. She was not even at the Capitol that day. Horseface herself was across the road, down the road, actually, at an office building that Congress uses. She wasn't even at the Capitol that day. I feared for my life. I thought I was going to die. I was in a room, and I heard pounding, and someone opened the door, and he had a gun. It was a Capitol Hill cop. He went in there to make sure you were okay. That evil cop with a gun. And now she claims that the Capitol cops were heroes that day and saved her life. She was not even there. There was only one death at the Capitol of the United States of America on January 6th. That death was an innocent, unarmed female an Air Force veteran, a person who served our nation in the military, in the armed forces. Her name, and you should never forget her name, was Ashley Babbitt. She didn't even have a cell phone in her hand that could have been mistaken for a weapon. But a cowardly African-American cop, trigger-happy, looking for blood, trying to kill him a white woman. Maybe he thought he could drag her in a closet, sodomize her or rape her dead body. I don't know. It took over a year to find out what this cowardly black cop's name was, this cowardly African-American man who gunned down an unarmed, innocent war hero. A United States veteran named Ashley Babbitt, a single white female. If it had been a white cop that shot a black protester in front of the Capitol, the narrative would be 180 degrees out of phase. Completely the opposite. That cop would be called a racist. He shot an unarmed black girl, and that racist, that wrong, that bigotry. You heard? You know what I mean? Know what I'm saying? Had Ashley Babbitt been Shanika Jackson, a black girl, and had the cowardly police officer, who has, by the way, since I believe, been promoted, had he been a white cop, we'd be seeing Derek Chauvin v. criminal thug animal George Floyd all over again. They would have hung him from the yardarm. But it was just a white girl killed by a black guy. No big deal, right? Black on white crime is never reported as such. It can't possibly be hate crime, right? After all, it's black on white crime. That means nothing. White lives do not matter to the Democrats. The only white lives that matter to the Democrats are the Democratic leaders. The naughty, nasty Nazi Nancy Pelosi. Chuckles the clown Schumer. Camel Toe Harris. Gropey, mopey, dopey, sleepy, creepy, touchy, feely, mumbling, fumbling, crumbling, grumbling, bumbling, tumbling, muttering, sputtering, shuddering, fluttering, stuttering, stammering, pedophile Pete. That is the only white lives that matter to Democrats. That is the only white lives that matter to progressive, liberal, woke socialists. That's it. If a white person is snuffed out by a black person, according to the Democrats, the white person probably deserved it because his ancestors might have been, perhaps, might have owned slaves, might have been supportive of the slave movement. The only white lives that matter to them are their own, and they could care less about you unless you drive a Prius, unless you drive an electric vehicle, unless you believe in man-caused climate change lies, unless you believe in murdering babies in the womb, unless you believe that no crime committed by a minority should ever be punished, unless you believe this isn't Joe Biden's inflation, Joe Biden's recession, Joe Biden's empty shelves, Joe Biden's supply chain crisis, Joe Biden's border crisis, Joe Biden's healthcare crisis, Joe Biden's every problem in the United States of America. Joe Biden actually said this week that we are closer to nuclear war than we have been since Nikita Khrushchev ran Russia and John F. Kennedy was the president. This is happening on Joe Biden's watch. And guess what? He's going to blame that on someone else as well. Joe Biden's world image sucks. It's ridiculous at best. And it is an embarrassment on the world stage. Anyone who supports Joe Biden and the Democrats at this point in time, October 7th, 2022, you either have your head so far up your rectum that it's impossible to find your head's way out of your ass, or you have drank the Kool-Aid to the point where there is no return to civilization and sanity for you. And for that, I am sincerely, sincerely hoping you can change. When you think about what Joe Biden has done, not just what he said, but what he has done to the United States of America, not done for the United States of America, but what he has actually done to the United States of America, it should make you shudder. Your skin should be crawling right now. Since Joe Biden took office, we are now trying desperately to let criminals, murderers, rapists, shooters, stabbers out of jail. Just let them out. Let them roam free to commit more crimes. Don't make them pay bail. Don't make them post bail. Oh, no, no, no. That's racist, supposedly. Let me ask you this. If blacks are supposed to be equal to whites and Hispanics and Asians and Native Americans and the like, then why do they need special privileges? I'll probably get hate mail for this. I don't believe in handicapped parking spaces at the front of a grocery store. Sorry, I don't. They should be in the very, very far end of the grocery store. Because our government is paying people to have electric, motorized wheelchairs. Those overweight people who get a handicap tag because they're too fat to walk from their car into the grocery store should have to park on the far end of the parking lot so that they can exercise some of that fat off of their bodies and perhaps become healthy enough to no longer need the electric motorized wheelchair. I see perfectly otherwise healthy people jumping out of a car, a truck, a minivan, an SUV with a handicap tag in the window, running into the grocery store. Running. Not walking, not limping, not hobbling. No wooden leg. No prosthesis. They get a handicap tag because they got a hangnail. They get a handicap tag because they might have had a finger surgery a year ago or a toe surgery. There are indeed truly handicapped individuals. People missing a leg, a foot. That makes mobility an issue for them through no fault of their own. But if you're eating 7 Big Macs and drinking 5 milkshakes and you're 480 pounds and your fat ass just too lazy to walk across a parking lot, sorry, you should not have a handicap tag. You did this to yourself. Now, why am I talking about that? This is who the Democrat Party panders to. Just like they pander to the 13% hyphenated American minority. We'll give you just enough welfare, just enough food stamps, just enough WIC for you to scrape by. And then when you're complaining because other people not in your minority have nice new cars, big, beautiful houses, swimming pools, jet skis, motorcycles, RVs, etc., you have no one to blame for yourself because you sat on your dead ass and got fat and sucked from the government tit to get those meager welfare benefits. While the people who are having the nicer houses, the nicer cars, the SUVs, the RVs, the motorcycles, the jet skis, the snowmobiles, the boats, they're working their asses off and paying taxes to support your dead ass. Sitting on the couch, watching Judge You-Know-Who, eating cookies, paid for by the food stamps. And then you have the nerve to complain. How come my car got a broken window and a broken mirror? How come I got a blue door, a green door, and a red hood, and the rest of my car is rusty? How about doing something? How about getting off your dead welfare-sucking behind, getting a job, and then don't just get the job. Do the job. Do the job well. Respect those for whom you are working. Your boss, your employer. Try to do the best job you could possibly do. Get a promotion. Get a pay raise. Work hard like the rest of us do. Then you will see the fruits of your labor. You will see. You will make way, way, way more money working than you do sitting on your dead ass sucking from the government tit and then complaining because you don't have as much money as the guy who works for a living. Joe Biden and the Democrat Party want you to remain on the bottom of the economic scale so that they can say, look, we're giving you something. And then they blame the Republicans. They blame those who pay the taxes as to why you are on the bottom of the economic scale. Well, if there was more equity in the country, if there was more equality in the country, if there was more fairness in the country, you would have everything those white people have. Those rich Republicans don't care about you. We care. We're doing everything we can to give you more money. But those evil Republicans, well, they vote against giving you more food stamps. They vote against giving you more welfare. They vote against giving you more Social Security supplemental income. They vote against giving you more stimulus money. And you dumbass Democrats at the bottom of the economic scale are stupid enough to believe those lies. You refuse to open your eyes. You refuse to go out and get a job and prove that you can do better. You can be better. You can achieve instead of simply survive. But my friends, they at the bottom of that scale don't possess the rudimentary, fundamental, basic, elementary education or intelligence levels to comprehend what I'm trying to explain to you. And if you dare, my Truth Hurts program listeners, if you dare point it out to them, you are a racist. A racist, my friends. And no one wants to be called a racist, because that is the most evil word in the English language, other than the N-word that rhymes with bigger. I expect Joe Biden's inflation for the month of September to come in at least 8.5% again. And my personal guess, now that, well, we're in October, yeah, probably 8.5, 8.6, 8.7. And he'll find a way to try and explain it away, and the half of the nation, the dumber half, will believe him. But we're going into the midterms, and the sincere hope of the Truth Hurts program entire listening audience is the red wave cometh. We take back the House, we take back the Senate, and we chop Joe Biden off at the knees from his ability to do what he has been doing to the nation, causing inflation, causing recession, for which we are certainly more than two straight quarters right now of recession. Economists around the globe expect the United States inflation to continue to be at or near or above 8.5% all the way into the first half of next year, 2023. Each American this year, the average American, has lost $7,200 in earning potential. I'm sorry, spending potential. What your money could buy last year as opposed to what your money can buy this year. Last year, your money was worth $7,200 more on the purchase side than it is this year. You have effectively worked an entire month out of the last 12 free of charge. You have not earned a paycheck for 1 month out of the last 12. Inflation is growing by leaps and bounds. Recession is upon us. The border crisis is getting worse. The crime wave is getting worse. You can only blame those who are in charge. That's it. There is no one else to blame. Wow, my friends, the time has flown by on this edition of the Truth Hurts program. Please be safe out there. Make it a great day, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye for now.